Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, powered by the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast Network. I'm Ben DeLeon, and today we're talking about something small, something that has a bigger impact on how you show up than most people realize. Most people underestimate how much their environment affects them, and that includes something as simple as how they smell. We talk a lot about mindset, discipline, and confidence, but here's the truth. Sometimes your state isn't just mental, it's sensory. And one of the fastest ways to shift how you feel about yourself is fragrance. So let's get this straight. This is not about impressing other people. This isn't about getting compliments. This isn't about smelling expensive. This is about how you show up, because when you smell good, you move different. You stand a little taller, you're a little more aware, you feel more put together, even if everything else isn't perfect. And that's not an accident, that's alignment. And there's a real reason behind it. Scent is directly tied to memory and emotion. It hits your brain differently than almost anything else. So that means certain smells can calm you down, can sharpen your focus, or make you feel more confident. And if you're intentional about it, you can train your brain to associate a specific scent with a specific version of yourself. Think about that. You can literally build a trigger that says, when I smell this, I'm locked in. For me, I started noticing this when I bought my first, what I would consider, niche fragrance. It was very different than what I had been wearing for most of my life. It was bold. It was projecting, it was out there, and it changed how I felt about myself. I remember putting it on, walking out the door, and for no real reason, I felt sharper. I was more aware of how I was standing, how I was talking, even how I was interacting with other people. I'm talking next level confidence. Nothing else in my life had changed, but I still showed up different. That's when I realized small things matter more than we think. And we've all had those days where we don't feel put together. And whether we admit it or not, it shows up in how we move. You're not just putting on a fragrance, you're putting on a version of yourself. So here's how you actually use this in your real life. First, have a go-to scent. Something you wear when it's time to handle business. Your I'm locked in fragrance. Second, have a contrast, a different scent for when you're off, relaxed, or being social. This helps your brain separate modes. Third, don't overdo it. Confidence isn't loud, it's controlled. And lastly, make it a ritual. The same way you throw on a watch, fix your clothes, or get your mindset right, this becomes part of how you prepare to show up. See, at the end of the day, this isn't about colognes, parfums, or X-traits. It's about self-respect. It's about being intentional with how you present yourself, even when no one's paying attention. Because confidence isn't something you wait for. It's something you build piece by piece. And sometimes it starts with something as simple as this. You decided to show up prepared, smelling good and feeling good. So if you've been overlooking the small things, this is your reminder. Your environment matters, your habits matter, and how you show up matters. Fragrance is just one tool, but used the right way, it can shift your entire state of mind. And when your state changes, your outcomes start to follow. Small details create big shifts, and this is one you can control starting today. This has been Unshuck Yourself. Until next time.